Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Settle yourselves by the fire as winter swirls around you outside. It's time for some trivia. Hello, listeners. This is the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast, and I'm your host, Brian Rollins. This week, we're celebrating Edgar Allan Poe's birthday with 30 questions about the American author. If you're new, welcome aboard. You can find out more about the show at dorkygeekynerdy.com. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Reddit, if that's more your style. I hear someone rapping, gently rapping at my chamber door, so let's get started. The Dorky Round. Number 1. What wine lures Fortunato down into the catacombs? Montiato. Number 2. What Poe story featured an old man with a filmy vulture eye? The Telltale Heart. Number 3. Which Poe short story is considered the first modern detective story? The Murders in the Rue Morgue. Number 4. Whose treasure is being sought out in The Gold Bug? Captain Kidd. Number 5. Which Poe story inspired elements of The Picture of Dorian Gray? The Oval Portrait. Number 6. Who is the host of The Mask of the Red Death? Prince Prospero. Number 7. What story features a feline with a gallows-shaped patch on its fur? The Black Cat. Number 8. What story has a character who's kept alive through hypnosis? The Facts in the Case of Monsieur Valdemar. Number 9. Which Poe tale heavily features all the senses except sight? The Pit and the Pendulum. Number 10. In what city did Edgar Allan Poe die? Baltimore, Maryland. The Geeky Round. Number 1. Poe was born in what city? Boston, Massachusetts. Number 2. What story features siblings Roderick and Madeline. The Fall of the House of Usher. Number 3. Which of Poe's poems features a gallant knight searching for a legendary place? El Dorado. Number 4. In which story does the main character kill someone by means of a poison candle? The Imp of the Perverse. Number 5. What story has the alternate title, The Eight Chained Orangutans? Hop Frog. Number 6. What is the name given to Morella's daughter? She too is named Morella. Number 7. What was the name of Edgar Allan Poe's wife? Virginia Clemm. Number 8, and it's a follow-up question. How old was Virginia when she married Poe? 13. She would die from tuberculosis at 24. Number 9. In what month does The Raven take place? December. Number 10. How many colored rooms are in The Mask of the Red Death? 7. Blue, purple, green, orange, white, violet, and black. The Nerdy Round. Number 1. Poe was court-martialed as a cadet at what school? The United States Military Academy at West Point. Number 2. Where was The Raven first published? The New York Evening Mirror. Number 3. During what event does The Pit and the Pendulum take place? The narrator is imprisoned during the Spanish Inquisition. Number 4. The protagonist of The Premature Burial suffers from what condition? Catalepsy. Number 5. What is the name of the titular character in The Black Cat? The cat's name is Pluto. Number 6. After Poe's death, what rival published a slanted biography to destroy Edgar Allan Poe's reputation? Rufus Wilmot Griswold. Number 7. What titular woman was described as, quote, the queenliest dead that ever died so young? Lenore. Number 8. What poem progresses from the jingling and the tinkling to the moaning and the groaning? The Bells. Number 9. In which poem did Poe celebrate the nurturing power of women? To Helen. Number 10. Which Edgar Allan Poe poem tells the fictionalized account of a Turkic conqueror? Tamerlane. And that's enough for 1 week. Let's seal the crypt door shut and call it a day, shall we? I hope you enjoyed this week's show. It's fun digging into geekdom's distant past. We have new sponsors for the show, and you'll hear them mentioned from time to time. If you want to check them out and keep the candles lit, visit dorkygeekynerdy.com/sponsors. We'll be back next week with another new episode. Here's your hint. What do Ramona Fraiden, Patricia Highsmith, Becky Cloonan, and Sarah Pacelli have in common? I hope to see you back here next Wednesday. I'm your host, Brian Rollins. Stay warm, and thanks for listening.